Chapter 1. A Few Words About What God Is Not. Before we discuss what God is, it is highly instructive to know what God is not. There is so much misinformation streaming from communities of skeptics and believers alike that separating the divine wheat from the imagined chaff can be a confusing task. I am not certain who said that if you can only afford one newspaper, read the opposition. Whoever urged this, it is superb advice. Let's consider what the arguments of bona fide skeptics, purebred materialists, have to teach about our cosmic genesis. As certain as I am that there is a metaphysical dimension active in our world, so they are convinced of the exact opposite, that the world can be described, including its creation, in totally secular terms. They claim that the idea of a creator, or God, is a human construction, a man-made apparition, arising solely to satisfy an imagined need for an interested cause or force that brought the universe into existence. The argument against the biblical description of our cosmic genesis is quite basic. If this supposed creator is actively interested in its creation, then that creator has a very perverse sense of compassion and perhaps of humor, more like that of a monster. Earthquakes, tsunamis, cyclones have swept hundreds of thousands to their horrendous deaths. Approximately 80 million humans have been murdered by fellow humans in the past century. Logic, so their argument goes, dictates that a creator God, if it existed, would have more empathy in its guidance of the world it produced. So powerful is this divergence from the often preconceived notion of how a concerned God should behave that Bart Ehrman, chair of the Department of Religion at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and former pastor of Princeton Baptist Church, rejected his belief in Christianity. The title of his 2008 book provides his reasoning. God's Problem: How the Bible Fails to Answer Our Most Important Question, Why We Suffer. The problem of pain, he writes, ruined my faith. Atheists also argue that God is irrelevant, an unnecessary component to human society. Even without a God forcing the rules of the Bible down our throats, humanity would have discovered that communities following the logical laws of society are likely to have a greater chance of survival than loners in the wilderness. This urban style of morality, they reason, merely evolved from, is a more sophisticated version of, our animal ancestors' survival instinct to herd or flock together, as birds of a feather do so well. We don't need a God to tell us that. Morality, Richard Dawkins, Oxford University professor of the public understanding of science, tells us in his 2007 book, The God Delusion, and again in his BBC documentary, Religion, The Root of All Evil, stems from altruistic genes naturally selected in our evolutionary past. For morality, we need neither a God nor a Bible. E.O. Wilson, in his acclaimed book Consilience, agrees wholeheartedly. Wilson tells us that the Enlightenment thinkers got it mostly right the first time. The assumptions they made of a lawful...